Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning, guys, are Cindy Olson and Sarah Whitey with the NDSU Extension Office here in Ramsey County. We're going to be talking about some 4-H things and other things coming up here as we get ready for a busy spring. Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And Cindy, now we'll start with you. I guess the 4-H organization here in Ramsey County is getting ready for a couple of things, including communication arts and clothing review.
Yeah, Eric. We have spring right around the corner. We have many exciting activities coming up. On Sunday, May 5th, we invite everyone out to the Memorial Building. We'll be seeing our 4-H members as they participate in the clothing review and communication arts. The clothing review includes entries for buy and show, sew and show, and decorate your duds categories. Buy and show is when participants purchase or recycle a major item of clothing which relates to their wardrobe. Sew and show participants construct half or more of the clothing that is modeled, and decorate your duds participants create embellishments for their garments or accessories.
All right, and kids of all ages taking part in this one?
Yeah, they can be, in 4-H you can start when you're 5 and go all the way up to 18, and kids participate all the way through with this.
All right, and then communication arts, I guess, probably involves some kind of speech making.
Yeah. It's what we used to think of as the speech and demonstration contest, but it is so much more now. We have categories that will be broadened out into illustrated talks, dramatic presentations, electronic presentations, media presentations, where the 4-H member gives a weather or news broadcast. Better watch out. They're probably be out of their job here.
Placements are on their way.
we're getting them trained for that. Plus the speech and demonstration, which is a little bit more familiar to everyone. These presentations provide 4-H members an opportunity to build skills and confidence in making public presentations. In fact, in 4-H, we encourage that each 4-H member through their career every year give some kind of public presentation.
Okay, so that's, like you said, good practice for them no matter what career they go into.
Yeah, and then once they are done with their communication arts here, they have the opportunity to move on to the district contest, which 4-H members then compete with 4-Hers from 6 other counties. From there, the winners go to the state fair contest up in Minot in July. And the clothing reviews, participants also have the opportunity to move directly to the state fair.
All right, and now these events that you just talked about, they're open to the public to come in and watch as well?
Yep, they're going to be, just a reminder, Sunday, May 5th, communication arts will begin about 2 o'clock in the Armory Meeting Room, and then between 3 and 3:30, just depends on how many communication arts presentations we have, we'll move over to the gymnasium and have the clothing review.
Okay, so a busy day coming up then on May 5th.
Yeah.
All right, and Sarah, now obviously as we get closer to the end of the school year, that means that you're getting ready for some summer classes as well that have been popular in the past and coming back again for another session this year.
That's right. We wanted to let you know that we've got some opportunities coming up called Babysitting My First Job, and we also have Home Alone, Are You Ready? So the Babysitting My First Job class will be held Wednesday, June 5th, and at this class, participants will learn how to safely and responsibly care for infants and children, manage a babysitting business, and become CPR and first aid certified. So each participant will take home a babysitting binder, first aid kit, and then various items to assist them in being responsible babysitters.
Okay, and sign up for that's available now?
Actually, the sign up for both of these classes will be held through the Devil's Lake Park Board.
Okay, so you can contact the Park Board office for more details on how that works.
Exactly, yes. They can register early May when the online registration opens up.
And I think they're planning around the 7th of May for that.
Great, Eric. Okay, good to know. And then the next day, June 6th, we'll have 2 different opportunities for the Home Alone Are You Ready class. So if you're planning to leave your kids home alone for the first time, this class is going to cover basic information your kids will need to stay safe and healthy while they're home alone. So NDSU Extension Ramsey County, along with many community partners, are going to offer this opportunity to youth ages 9 to 12.
Okay, so like I said, covering a lot of the things that potentially kids would need to know how to react to if they are home alone and something goes on.
Exactly, yes, such as emergency preparedness, fun ways to stay active, healthy snack ideas, internet safety, fire safety, first aid, so much more. So again, these participants will also be able to assemble their very own first aid kit to take home with them to use for the summer.
All right, and both those classes then are self-contained one-day classes?
Exactly, yes. The babysitting class will be a day-long class, and then the Home Alone Are You Ready classes. There's two different opportunities, a morning session and then an afternoon session. So again, you can register for both of the classes online through the Devil's Lake Park District, and then you just go on to dlparkboard.org and click on online registration link.
All right, and if people have many more questions about the particular syllabus for the classes and what's covered or what might not be covered, they can give your office a call as well.
Yes, just give us a call. We are at 662-7027. Stop on up and see us. We're just on the second floor of the Ramsey County Courthouse in downtown Devil's Lake.
All right, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning and going over some things that are going to be happening here as we get ready to close out the school year and get ready for a bunch of 4-H activities for the summertime. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning have been Sarah Leidy and Cindy Olson with the NDSU Extension Office right here in Ramsey County. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for coffee time.